Hello, my imaginary friends. Simon here, also known as SM2N on Audioboo. This is my Audioboo audio blog. It's still March the 14th today, or Pi Day, as I believe they call it in Foursquare land, because it's 314. Anyway, a quick reply to McColgan, who asked a couple of questions about Audioboo and cross-posting to other sites such as Twitter and Facebook. Questions are, first question was, how can you control which boos get cross-posted automatically onto Facebook or Twitter, and which ones don't, which ones just only get published on Audioboo? And the answer to that is, you can only do this in the website itself. If you go onto the website and in your browser and go in the settings section, then there's a little section there that says about posting to other sites. So you can enable and disable it on there if you wish. And the second question, what a lot of people think, do is switch all those off by default so they don't automatically post across to the other systems. And then if they do want to cross post onto the other social network systems, then they do that manually rather than automatically. So there we are. Second question was, if you've chosen not to cross-post your boo onto Twitter, for instance, or onto Facebook, and then one of your listeners, or even someone else, someone random, comes along and posts it to Twitter or to Facebook or anywhere else without your permission, is that wrong? Is that wrong, and is there anything you can do to stop it? The answer to that is no, there's nothing you can do to stop it. And the fact of the matter is, if you've posted your boo on the public, in public on Audioboo, then once you've posted it publicly, everyone in the world is at liberty to grab that boo and do whatever they want with it. They can remix it into a hip-hop pop record. They can play it backwards at the Tate Modern Gallery. It's up there. You can do with it as you wish, in theory. Although there is a bit of a licensing agreement that says you shouldn't. I know Nick Holloway Vox always reaches out when he wants to, for instance, to excerpt somebody's boo and do another boo containing, an excerpt of his. He will seek permission from the original. The original booer, but there's nothing technically stopping anyone from doing it at the moment. Now, we did have a chat about this a little while ago about what would it be like if on Audioboo you could put up a boo in a semi-public area, so that maybe your friends only could hear what you said on your Audioboo. But I think Sassy Cat has obviously brought it with her experience from another website that did allow that, and apparently it was quite nasty, because people were saying things nasty that they wouldn't say in public. And I think the lesson from that is that the beauty of Audioboo is that everyone is nicer because they're saying it in public. So although it's a question, it could be a feature request and all that sort of thing. I can see maybe there are reasons why we shouldn't do it that way. What I would say in this situation is, if you do find someone has retweeted your boo on Twitter or on Facebook, then you can just reach out to them and ask them to remove that link. It's always an option. Apologies while I switch off the bath and running for the children. You can reach out and ask people to remove those links that they've posted. So that's definitely an option. If you're keen that to try and arrest the propagation of whatever you've said on Audioboo onto other systems, you can do it that way. Or you could even. You could even say it in your boo at the beginning. You could even say, please don't cross-post this. Don't know. But no, there's no technological way for you to stop people from doing that at the moment. So there we are. Hope that answers the questions. Thanks for listening. Toodle-boo.